This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thanks, Jonathan. We're playing games with the hilarious Richard Kind and Maria Bamford. Are you ready for another one?
Always, always. Yes.
Fantastic.
Excellent. I'm already answering.
That's how good she is. Doesn't need a subject. Doesn't even need a game. She'll answer.
You won. Okay, so Richard, last time you were on the show, we made you play a game about pop music supergroups and jam bands that you, may I say, loved.
I loved. I got every answer wrong on the Has It Been to Space, and I loved that. So I did love it.
But to make it up to you, we wrote a game that we knew would be in your wheelhouse.
Go ahead.
And hopefully Maria's too. Musical theater.
Yes.
It is my wheelhouse.
Yes. So we. Okay. So in this game, every answer is the name of a stage musical, but with one of the words in the title changed to a rhyming word. For example, if I sang a song from the musical West Side Story, but the lyrics were changed to be about a piece of lemon peel used as flavoring. So I'm singing about lemon zest. It's from the musical West Side Story. The answer is Zest Side Story. Make sense?
Yes, but I don't think I'm going to be nearly as good in this game as I thought I might be.
Okay, well, it's you're in good shape because you two are going to be working together on this game.
I love this.
Yes!
But I just want one other note about the answers in this game, Richard. They are all musicals that you have performed in.
So no pressure. All right, here's the first one.
Okay.
White coveralls and veil protect my face. I don't want to get stung, so that's just in case. While I harvest this sweet stuff made by all my bees.
Okay, I don't know, Don't Rain on My Parade, but
yeah,
it's about a beekeeper. Don't Rain on My Parade, Richard, what's that from?
Well, that's Funny Girl, but I was never in, I did do Funny Girl for charity.
There you go.
But I was like nothing.
but I wasn't paying attention.
You can't. Okay, it was Funny Girl.
Well, but you have the pieces. The musical is Funny Girl, and I'm
funny
singing
girl.
About bees, so the answer.
Oh, Honey Girl!
That's right.
Yep.
That
was so good.
Yes. All right, here's another one. I'll send them a little wink and show attraction, specifically make them blush. I'll just be a coquette. I want to make them think that I want action. I definitely will not play hard to get.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels
is
the musical.
That's right.
Coquette. Scoundrels. Flirty, rotten scoundrels.
Yeah, you got it.
Nice!
Well done.
A strange combination of words, but the correct answer.
Yes.
Flirty,
right.
Rotten scoundrels. By the way, let me just tell you about Funny Girl that I did.
Yeah.
It was for Broadway Cares. Every Fanny Bryce was played by a different Broadway star. It was a sort of a concert version.
Oh, my.
That's
cool.
And
amazing.
All different women would get to sing the songs, but Nicky Arnstein was only Peter Gallagher. So there were all these great divas and one Nicky Arnstein.
That's wonderful.
It was fun.
All right, here's another one. Me, I'm hearing March hares chatter, half asleep at Mad Hatter's party. So go ask Alice how her time spent, 'cause I'm a tiny rodent who loves a nap.
That sounds like Best Little Whorehouse in Texas.
That is the musical, that's right.
Best Little Mole House in Texas?
It's a good guess.
You're in the right zone.
Whoremouse. Best Little Whoremouse in Texas?
Do you say whoremouse? That's interesting. I like that idea, though.
I know. I did because we're limited to our vocabulary here. Best Little Whorehouse.
I mean, you're so close. Here, I'll tell you what it is. It's Best Little Dormouse in Texas.
Dormouse!
Dormouse in Texas. That was so not anywhere near what would have come out of my mouth.
I know. Deceptively hard. I agree.
By the way, you're picking musicals. When would you ever expect to see me in Best Little Whorehouse in Texas?
I was going to ask. Yeah.
The same charity the year before. Yes, for Broadway Cares. So keep going.
That's
okay.
Funny. All right, here we go. You ain't worth squat. You ain't worth squat. I'm saying things that'll show disrespect. Your gross appearance, I'm gonna dissect. I'm saying things that'll show disrespect. Your gross appearance, I'm gonna dissect. And I don't care if you try to object, cause you ain't worth squat.
Well, it's Kiss Me, Kate.
Kiss Me, Kate. That's right. Too Darn Hot is the song.
Kiss Me, Hate.
Oh, that?
Ooh.
I feel like we might have to accept that answer. That is not what we were looking for, but that's...
But that works.
That totally works, yeah.
Hiss me, Kate?
Hiss Me, Kate is also good.
I don't know. Dis me.
That's it.
Oh, Dis Me, Kate.
Dis Me, Kate.
Oh, okay.
That is correct.
Dis Me, Kate.
Well done. We got one more for you. They were leggy. They were lanky. Then I brought out my shrink ray. They were rangy, they were gangly. Then I brought out my shrink ray. Though you prize them, I'll downsize them. You do not want me as your foe. They were taller, now they're smaller. You will feel my thunder and then wonder where these people go.
That's a great
Maria,
song.
I know what it is.
I have no idea.
But I'm going to let you go if you know it.
I don't know. I don't know.
No, thank you.
I don't know.
It's The Producers.
The Producers.
Yes!
That's right. That was Along Came Bialy from the show The Producers. And of course, I was thinking about a shrink ray. The Reducers. Exactly right.
Nice.
Yes. Cute.
Very nice.
Very good.
Well
done. That was great. Richard Kind and Maria Bamford are in season 2 of the comedy series Everything's Gonna Be Okay. Thursdays on Freeform. Richard, Maria, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Guys, thank you. It truly is a pleasure seeing, and I say this to Maria as well as you, our host, thank you. It's great to see you and talk to you guys.
You as well. Thanks so much for being here, guys.